News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Harry Crosby, founder of the Three Arena, the Bordgash Energy Theatre and indeed Vicar Street, has won permission for an 8-storey Vicar Street hotel. Now that comes despite 40 objections going in from people who weren't overly happy with it. Harry, I know it's been a long fight. When do you think you'll have it built?
Well, I'm hoping that we will get the people not to object, because doing nothing up there is not an option, because Vicar Street and the lanes around it and Thomas Street desperately need more people. They need more light. We need to stop the open sale of heroin in the roads, and we need to stop people using all the lanes in around the back as a public toilet where they're dark and menacing at night. And the area desperately needs more people. As the city grows and grows, we have to change and embrace change. Doing nothing is not an option.
Now, the other thing that people, I suppose the thing people were complaining about is that there's been a lot of similar development in the area. And there has been, Harry. There's been a lot of student accommodation going in there, lots of hotels. And people were saying, look, do we need another one, or should we be doing something different with this site?
Well, OK, this is not a normal hotel, because it's attached to a very, very successful venue, and it's going to be offering something which we believe the public will love, which is the rock and room concept. Half of our people come up to Dublin. We will be offering a package where you can have your dinner, you can stay the night, you can reaffirm your vows for your wedding, and then go to the gig. I mean, how bad is that? And I think the city needs to keep on growing. We're very fortunate. For the first time in 200 years, we have a growing population. We have new, talented young people with energy and drive coming in from all over the world. And the city has to grow and change, and we must embrace change. And the venues that we have put together between the three big venues, they bring enormous money and drive and prosperity into the city, and they bring life force itself, and that is what Dublin needs more than anything else. We just need to bring life, and we bring that. It's not just another dead hotel or a
That's what people are concerned about. This, you're saying it's a living property. Now, Harry, the only thing is, this is Dublin City Council having given planning permission for this. There is, as you've hinted at, the potential for there to be an appeal to on board Planola. That could set it back for another few years, not to mention the potential for judicial review.
I'm hoping that when I get to meet people who have a problem with this, that we will talk them through it. And I'm hoping we may be able to get all those objectors lifted. But I mean, even if they object, it might hold us up for 6 months, but we are going to get this done, because it's the right thing to do. It's a beautiful piece of architecture. And the city, and particularly up around Thomas Street, which is very, very dark and threatening at night, it needs people and it needs light. And it needs the success that comes with places like Vicar Street.
Okay, you Harry know? Crosby, a businessman, thank you very much for joining us. There's a point there, Shane. I walked through that area. I just went for a walk there recently. And, you know, it's not without its challenges in terms of dereliction or indeed antisocial behaviour, all the things that go with it. Maybe something like this could actually be a bit of a
difference.
Game changer for the area.
And you know what, Jonathan, I don't buy into this narrative that you can't have hotels because we need houses. You can have both. And I think hotels play a huge role in passive security, putting footfall on streets where previously there isn't. I actually think he's completely right in that. I think we can do both. We can build hotels and we can build apartments and houses as well.
Okay, let us know what you think. 087 1400 106. Next up, though, Nevin Maguire has been nominated for an Irish Book Award. We'll speak to him about that.